Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is the second year. Rambam Hilchos Choivel Umazik 3:5 and 3:6. We saw in the Rambam that if there is biyush b'dvarim, he's pater. If you embarrass somebody with words, you're pater. You don't have to pay in the beis din. We saw the marker for that in the Gemara above a kamet sadi aleph amet aleph that biyush b'dvarim pater miklum. Then we asked a kasha on that from the Rambam. Later on, 5:7, that when someone's moida in front of Beis Din, that he was chayvel, that he harmed somebody, that he injured somebody, he's chayv because the hoida, the words, are mechayv him. That's the boshes. So you see that dvarim are mechayv. Kasha min cheschinuch mitzvah memtes or sameach even ezel, and really ready the reinitiating mekubetzis and suvis samechayom beis. So that was the first kasha. We have a steer whether you're chayv boshes bedvarim. And then we saw the Rambam in the second perek, where the Rambam says, talks about instances where you don't pay all five payments. And the Rambam says if you hit him on the head, and then the head swells, then there's payments of three, including boshes. If you hit him on the knees, then there's only tsar and ripui, there's no boshes. Knees or back, which are hidden parts of the body, unexposed parts of the body. And if you hit him with a handkerchief or a shtar, then all there is boshes. Because so the Ravid explained, the Ravid in the Hasaga says that when the Rambam says he hit him in a place that's not near it, like on his knees or on his back, it's somewhere where people didn't see it. And that he says he hit him with a handkerchief, Chayav B'boshes, the Ravid says talking about where people did see it. So the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam agrees. The Rambam agrees that if he hit him on his knees, and people see it, chayv boishes. And the Rambam is still saying, because it's pashut, that if makom ro'am is chayv, the Rambam's talking where people don't see it. And in the second hasaga, with the handkerchief, that he hit him and people see it, the Magen Mishnah says it's also correct. But if that's true, then why is the Rambam mechalik between hitting him on the knees and hitting him on the head? In both of them, it's the same thing. If people see it, if people view it, then it's yischayv 3. And yischayv boishes. And if people don't view it, then he's not chayv boishes. So what's the chilik between the knees and the head? And also the kasha lecha mishnah. The Rambam was mechalik between 2 and 3. When you're chayv tsar ripui and boishes, or just tsar ripui. So between the head and the knees. So why doesn't the Rambam mechalik between the knees itself and say if people view it, then the knees is chayv 3, and if people don't view it, then the knees is chayv 2. Why does the Rambam have to come onto this makah haniris of hitting him on the head for 3? This is discussed by the Rekeb submission, the Rasamech and others. So that's a summary, a brief summary of what we learned in the previous year. So now it would appear as follows. If people don't see it, there's two problems. There are two problems. One problem is that there's no boshes, it's not embarrassment. There's an additional problem is that it's a knas. Boshes is a knas. And if there are no edim, there's no knas. Rambam 8:7. Eino chayv el al pi edim. And his name Chayv Lotzes De Shemaim Yerushalmi Ksubas Perak Gimel cited by the Gra, above a Kamayin Dalad Amid Beis. So Ein Kan Edim Ein Kan Chiyuv Klal. So it must be that the whole Nidon is Linyan Hoyde Bifnei Beis Din. Shkos V'Ram and Chayv. The whole issue is when he admitted it in front of the Beis Din. The Rambam says if he admitted it in front of the Beis Din, then he's Chayv. And now it's known. In other words, if it's done and nobody witnesses it, then there's no chiyuv boishes because no one witnessed it. You need eidim for boishes. So it must be that the whole nidon is when he's mowed in front of Beis Din. That's the whole nidon. When he's mowed in front of Beis Din, there the Rambam says he's chayiv, even if people didn't witness it. And it's yadua now. Like the Rambam says in Parakeh, that it's considered that people know about it through the hodah, even on boishes shelo b'fnei eidim. So where do we pass the heichatimsi that he's mevayishim Shalob and Makom Roim that we're pattering him because there's no boshes. It's not because there's no boshes, it's because there are no edim, it doesn't even start. It's not because there's a lack of boshes, it's because there are no edim. It's not because he's not embarrassed, it's because there's no edim. You need edim in order for there to be boshes. So where's our hechatimtzi that he has to pay because of a chisaron boshes? So it must be that Haidah doesn't make it a revealed boishas unless it is a revealed wound. But if it's a hidden wound, then even the Haidah doesn't make it into Baishas. So when he's Moide, it's considered a Chisaron B'yidei Adam because of the Baishas now. When he's Moide now, there's a Baishas now. Mashen Ken, when he's Mevayishim, that's if it's an exposed wound. If it's a hidden one, so now there's no Baishas of Chisaron. The Baishas is because of the past. And there was Shalaya Bifnei Ro, and people didn't see it. And in such a case, it's not considered boshes and pater. So Enochinami, they're Aiden because he's Moida now, but since people didn't witness it and now it's in a hidden place, so it's considered there's no boshes because he's in a hidden place and people didn't witness it. So we understand how the chilik of the Rambam between where his head swelled, he hit him on the head with swelled, it's a revealed wound, and he hit him on the knees. So in both cases, you need rowing. In both cases, you need them to be visible. Because by Tzava Rosho, Enochinami, in both cases, you're chayiv if people witness it. But Tzava Rosho, you're chayiv even if people don't see it. When he's Moida. When he's Moida, it's considered galui because it's a revealed wound. So now he's Moida, and they're Eidim, that he's Moida, and then it's also, people can see it. It's a revealed wound. It's only considered a boshes shebegalui when it's mechaser aver. So here's mechaser aver. Here there's a visible wound. Mashenken in his knees, that's considered seser. When he hits him on his knees, that's hidden. Even when he's moid afterwards. And therefore he's only chayv in sarin ripui. In other words, if people don't see it, and afterwards he admits to it, it's not going to help us. Because it's a hidden wound. In front of the Kasha Lecha Mishnah, right? The Lecha Mishnah had asked, why was the Rambam, when he's Mechalik between paying 2 and 3, Tzara Ripui and Boshes, and just Tzara Ripui, why was Mechalik between head and knee? Being Mechalik between knee and knee, when people saw it, the Chayef 3, and people don't see the Chayef 2. So the answer is that it's talking about where afterwards he hit him, and then afterwards he admitted to it. Right, in both cases, it wasn't, he didn't see it. People didn't watch, people didn't witness it, but afterwards he admitted it. So if it's in the head and afterwards he admitted it, then 3. And if it's on the knees and afterwards he admitted it, 2. And then we'd asked, why was Rambam Mechalik between 2 and 3? Just say 2 and 3 knee. I mean, if people witnessed the knee, then 3. And if people didn't witness the knee, then 2. People witnessed him hitting him, 3. People didn't witness it, then 2. That was our other kashi. So the answer is that the Vadai, we know that if people watch Reuven hitting Shimon, then he's Chayiv Boishes. Otherwise, he's Patur because there are no Eidim. And you're going to tell me that he's Chayiv because of the Haidah afterwards. He's Patur. Because it's only Boshes Dvarim if people can't see it. In other words, if it would be on the knee, and he admits it afterwards, then he's not going to be paying 3. He's only going to be paying 2, because he admitted it afterwards, and that's only Hadab Dvarim, and it's not visible, so he's not going to have to pay. Hashem came when he hits in the Rambam, this is Sasam and Rambam Myri Besesa. So the Rambam Pash is talking about where people didn't see him. People didn't see him doing it. So again, if people witness it, if people see him hitting him, then it's Pashat that he's Chayiv. Because people see it, whether it's on the knee or on the head. And as far as the Haidah is concerned, if it's on the knee, then there's nothing to talk about because it's not revealed. People can't see that. So the Rambam writes, Hiko, which is B'sisosa Mayri B'seser, that people didn't witness him hitting. And what's the Chiddush then of the Rambam? That it's a mak and a mum. And the Havamina is that since B'Shas Haidah, it's there, even though it's not visible, Nevertheless, al yidei the hodad should be considered visible. And therefore he's going to be considered chayiv, kamashman, than not. That is considered b'seise. So it comes out like this, that if he hits him in a place, if he hits him, revealed or hidden, there's boishes. There's boishes. Like he hit him with the mitpachas, it's boishes. But if he hit him and people didn't witness the hitting, then we have a chiluk. If there's a wound afterwards and it's a revealed wound, and he admitted it, so then the admitting together with the revealed wound, that's considered that there there's boshes. If he didn't admit it and no one saw it, so then there are no eidim. The only way we can get eidim is he admitted it afterwards. And in addition to the fact, it's also a boshes because he's admitting it and you can see the wound. But if he hits him on the knee and no one sees it, so even admitting afterwards isn't going to change things. Even admitting afterwards is not going to change anything. Why? Because you can't see the wound. You might have a mina that by admitting it, it's like it's revealed. Kamashman, that it's not. So that's gevaldik. So mitzvah Hashem darkeinu. Now that we establish this, we can continue next time, and we will resolve some more issues, see another kasha, and more kashas, and then Amir Tashem, we're going to get to our Yisod and see a lot of light in this incredible sugya. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Lina de Namshech.